Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. The call-in number, 323-203-0815. It's how you take the dive into the hot seat. But I have a very special guest. Sue Wagner, are you there?
I'm here. Okay, I just want to say good evening and welcome to the Dr. Pat Allen call-in show. We're so fortunate to have Dr. Pat Allen available tonight to call in with your relationship issues. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the WAN Institute. That's Dr. Allen's nonprofit institute. Dr. Allen started the WAN Institute over 50 years ago to help men and women learn to express their wants and not wants with integrity and honesty, and to recognize and avoid the damaging ploys of intimidation and seduction. Some of the things Dr. Allen teaches is about male-female relationships have often been called politically incorrect, but they are scientifically accurate and they work. Currently, the WAN Institute provides facilitators that offer monthly ladies groups that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of WANT training as developed by Dr. Allen. If you want more information regarding the monthly ladies groups, please email me at info@drpatallen.com, or you can call the office at 949-723-0338. We will be having new groups starting in November. They start the first week of every month, and they run 4 weeks. They're very reasonably priced. So if you want more information, just give me a call. And Dr. Allen also still does life script sessions every Friday between the hours of 12 and 4:30. You can call me or email me as well if you want information and details on her life script appointments. With that, I'll return it back to you guys for the show.
Thanks for coming on, Sue. You're awesome. Okay, so now, Dr. Allen, you are live on the air. Are you ready to take some calls?
I'm ready to take some calls and do the best I can.
Well, you always do amazing. So here we go. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Uh-oh, we dropped our caller. That's okay. Sam at the switchboard is amazing, and he's going to get us another caller. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I'm fine. I still have a wounded wrist from falling off a curb, but that should be okay soon.
No, that's good. Sounds like you're on the other side of it. I tried to get in last week, but it was very busy, which is always a good thing. It's nice hearing you work with other people too.
Kelly, so, what can I say? We had a problem last week.
Really? Oh, I thought there was. I thought it was a lot of callers calling in, which sounded like a good thing. But okay, well, hey, we're on to this week.
Well,
so I got two things.
Did you ask the lady for a kiss or didn't you?
Okay, so I'm calling about that. So. I've asked her out every weekend since then for a month, and she says, essentially, sorry, I'm not available. So I'm getting tired of that. So my thought was, I want to, because I really want to get to know somebody in person. I don't want to have long phone calls. You know, my goal is to meet in dating, not in talking on the phone. So, but I think in this situation, I think it's time to, it's almost put up or shut up time. So I am prepared to call her and say, I want to talk to you and ask you a couple of questions and find out, you know, essentially, is she available for, is she available for going out or not? And if she's not, then to let it go. And if she is, then I want to see her, you know, in the next week or two, or, you know, what's the point?
Do you know what I hear? I hear what's your that? Emergence as a man. What you're doing right now is your creation, not mine.
Uh-huh.
And you are indignant. And that's one of the best angers. There's resentment.
Why is indignant good?
Because it's called, I'm worth more than this. Men have to be indignant. Men need respect in order to really fall in love.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And she always says no nicely. And she's always nice when we're together. And she's nice when we're together, even though, again, I had a violent reaction to holding hands and a lot of cheeks. But I want to have a direct conversation. Hey, if she's not willing to even do that, then that pretty much gives me an answer, too.
I've got news for you. She is filling her time with entertaining gentlemen that will hopefully call her for the rest of her life.
I'm telling you okay.
That this phone call that you're making, you were cueing me about what happened last week, and it was an electronics problem. You were so much more masculine on this phone call that I'm telling you it's time for you to really create your life.
Yes, I think it's time to make a decision about her. And really, maybe the decision is already made, because I did say at the last date, I want to see you a couple of times a month. And now it's been more than a month. And
I've gotten a lot of pleasant
notes, but that's okay. So I guess my question is, in a Pat Allen cherishing a woman, do I text her first and say, hey, I want to have that conversation. It might be difficult. When are you available? Or do I just call, and if she picks up, deal with it then? Or
call.
Do I do the warning first?
No, giving her a warning is acknowledging her masculinity is overwhelming yours.
Okay, so you think it's fine to call her and say, I want to talk to you and ask some questions, and if I get an answering machine, let me know when you're available.
To join me.
Okay.
Oh,
and just leave it like that?
No, because she'll say something that will send you up or down.
Oh, no. I know how to handle it if she's on the phone, but I'm saying if I get a voicemail to say,
the only way you're going to get her. If you have to pass a voicemail test, then do it.
No, sure, but I'm saying in the Pat Allen way, on the voicemail, would it be saying, hey, I want to ask you some questions. Call me when you're available. Is that fine?
No, I have some things to talk to you about.
Uh-huh.
Will you please answer the phone?
Will you please call me back?
Yes, That's right.
Okay. 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 Yeah, that's fine. I was more in the, if I get a voicemail, because I know when you're talking to somebody face-to-face that says, hey, I want to ask you some questions. Are you comfortable with that? And then get into it asking
but
about.
That was when you were more feminine. I did you hear me commend you for the way you handled me with the clumsy, you know, show that didn't work out right?
Yeah, I did. You certainly, you know, said technical difficulties.
Yes. But what I'm saying to you is you literally cued me and you did some things that were independently masculine, and I commended you for your indignation. I want to finish that statement about the four angers. There are four angers. One is frustration. That's why are you doing this? The second one is resentment. The third one is denial. What anger? I'm not anger. I don't mind this. And the fourth one is indignation. I deserve better treatment than this. You were tremendously more masculine in this phone call, sir.
Thank you.
I don't lie.
Oh yes, that's certainly why I'm here. But with her,
okay. One moment.
Go ahead.
I wanted to get my stroke into you, so people could hear what happens to human beings when they have a spiritual director. A spiritual director is somebody that is designated by you calling. A spiritual director is somebody that hopes to teach you how to love yourself and other people better. And you achieved my respect. Did you hear me? Did you hear me quiet down?
Yeah, I did.
Wait a minute. Did you know what that was from?
Responding to my indignation?
Yes. That you literally earned my respect. And I quieted down and was not the chief in command here. I'm just wanting you to know what therapy does. But the problem is, if people have been raised in a home with a bad script, what the problem is, the person thinks that that's normal. So when I treated you with respect and said, how about you ask her for a kiss? I gave you little nudges. This time you took charge of me. And I want you to know that that's a big thing.
Okay, well, I guess this is this is a better place to practice than most, that's for sure.
Right. So indignant anger is good anger.
And again, with her, it's fine just to come out with but saying your wants, that's not really indignant anger, if I say.
No,
I want
no.
To, okay.
What you did, instead of asking Pat Allen, you said, I'm tired of this. I want to get results. And we worked on that.
Hmm.
Do you know the sign that therapy's done its job?
Well, I'm interested in your take.
Okay. Therapy, when it's done in a situation, the person that's getting the therapy and the person that's there responding to it are equal. So it's shrink. I appreciate your piece of advice, but I want to do it this way. It's when the child is mature enough to make a decision. You made an impression on me that I'm telling you, so people know what spiritual directors are, teachers, parents. We're people that are trained to help people become themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The sign of achievement is when the client comes in and says, this is what I'm going to do because I'm indignantly angry. There's a wonderful book by Alexander Maslow. Let's see. Yeah. Toward the Psychology of Being. It's all about becoming yourself. Alexander Lowen. Maslow. Okay.
All right. I've got that there. Thank you. I definitely agree with you on therapy because, yes, I think part of therapy is also being able to tell your therapist when things don't line up right. And I know sometimes I can be hard on a therapist because I won't just sit back and accept something if it doesn't seem congruent to me.
But you do a bit of time leading up to that, which tells the therapist you're not you.
What does that mean?
That means you've got to become an I, especially when you want to become a we, what you want to be an us, family.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Got it? I know. What?
Yes. I agree with that. And I have another date on Saturday with somebody else, our second date. So I want to pick her up. And I said that explicitly and got my car washed. And she asked if she can meet me there, which I'm okay with. But I'm also wondering what Pat Allen language would be around that. My thought would be something like, that's okay. That's okay, but I don't know if I want to pick you up in the future. That doesn't seem
dear,
as
direct. It depends on how indignant you are.
Oh, I'm not... You know what? I'm a little, not like with the other woman, but I did get my car washed on the outside and I was going to do the inside myself. But I also realized, unlike with the other woman who was like five dates, I could never pick her up. This is really our first real date after playing tennis the first time. So I'm okay with her driving herself this time. But if it's like a long-term, always meet you someplace, that I'm not.
You will become indignantly angry.
I would be if it continued.
Honey, that's what indignant's about.
Yeah.
People need to deal with their indignance. If they're frustrated, if they're resentful, if they're in denial, they're in trouble. If they come in and are indignant, they're on the way to healthy individuality.
Mm-hmm. Because I guess you're making a choice to accept or reject instead of tolerate. Would that be right?
You got it. You got it.
Well, I do my best to pull some
things. Did you notice I didn't teach you how to do that? We just experienced it together.
I'm sure you mentioned it at another time, but I'm certainly putting it to work. So I'm going to tell her.
This was the first time.
Call and
you're going to do what?
I think you said something like that at a call in the past.
Well, that's good, because it didn't take hold till this week.
Okay. Well, it's certainly taking hold. So I'm planning
all right.
on saying a weekend, I'm willing to meet you there this time.
Okay. Whatever you're comfortable with will help your indignant anger.
Okay, but the indignant anger is good. So you're saying,
I want to keep it around.
Of course, I don't want to be angry all the time. But again, it's more into taking concrete action. I do get
good.
I do get that. And then I'm also thinking about like this. I got an offer for some matchmaker thing. I've never done that before. Do you have any thoughts on matchmaker stuff?
No, I have a thought on the next person on the phone.
All right. Well, thank you again, Dr. Pat.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay. We're going to get another call in here, 323-203-0815. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. And I just want to say hello, Dr. Pat. This is David Roberti. Good to see you.
Good to hear you.
How are you?
I'm well, except a couple of bones got broken in my wrist. But it's left-handed wrist, and I'm a right-hander.
Oh. Well, I'm sending you lots of love and light.
I know, because you called me.
Exactly. Last we talked, we talked about... we talked about continuing on your work, and it works as a counselor and as a clinician. I've been using it quite well, and I'm actually working in South Central.
Let's let the audience know you studied what I teach.
2 years, many years actually.
Yes. And where
and
do
I live
you
it.
Use it and how?
Well, I use it as a father with my daughter.
Yay!
And I cherish all the women in my life. And, the way that I communicate, it's very important how we communicate, and it's everything, in the health
yes,
of the relationships
is.
And with my, in counseling, in my romantic relationships, in my business relationships, I mean, that androgynous semantic realignment is key.
What did you call tonight for?
Well, to say hello and to less of a question than that I'm working on finding a location in the West LA area to do the game show stuff that you've taught me, and to, you know, work in that transactional analysis and finding space to be doing such a program.
You want to teach other people.
Yes.
Fine. Yes. So what do you want to say?
Well, I want to say that I'm putting together a live show, probably to start out with a group. We're finding a location to do the game show, the games that people play. And if you want to develop relationships, whether it's romantically, professionally, or with your family or friends, how to communicate more effectively and to get out of the games that aren't working and get into the games that I do work positively.
So when is your first show?
Well, I believe the beginning of the first beginning of the year in January.
Okay.
And I started a nonprofit called Ease Arts in Action.
Sounds good.
And that'll be putting it on. And, you know, I want to be definitely more engaged with you and with the show. And I will have some questions coming on, but I definitely wanted to say hello and check
well,
in.
Well, very good. When you have your details more organized, give us a call and tell us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Lots of love and healing for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, caller, you're on the line live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question, Dr. Pat.
What is it?
Okay, my question is, okay, I've been calling in, and I did get a date for the wedding. So everything that you helped me with is working and engagement.
Good.
Yes. Okay. So this man that I'm with, he's very good to me. He's a little bit older than me. He's got money. He treats me very well. He's very smart. There's an issue for me. The issue is he seems to be very critical at some times.
Critical or leadership?
He's critical at times. Like, he corrects what comes out of my mouth sometimes, like the way I
that is what a man does. Do you want to be respected or cherished first?
Cherished.
You can't get cherished by a man unless he feels respected first. Do you respect this man? And have you
intention
to marry him?
Yes.
Well, then I'm telling you right now, get him to feel respected so that he can cherish you. The only man that loves a girl better than himself is a father for his daughter under the age of 8. Every other woman, including mom, has got to learn to respect her son and whatever. Have you read Getting to I Do?
I've read it and I'm reading it again.
Okay, but you didn't read the part that said, if you don't respect him, he cannot cherish you.
Okay. Well, I do pretty much respect him.
No.
I just
The only time you disrespect him is when you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer to turn him in.
Okay. Now, okay.
But you use now, my tools. Do you know my tools?
I do use a lot of tools. I'm always learning with your tools. It's endless.
I know that. But you have to use the tools that I teach because they're pure respect.
Okay. Now,
why don't you get a man who wants to be a woman?
No, I don't want. Oh, by the way, speaking of woman, right?
Yeah.
This man also is very emotional. He's older. And it seems like he's in his masculine most of the time, but he's also in his feminine.
What's wrong with that? That's when they do it.
Okay.
Have you noticed that when women get older, they become men?
Right. Now, what happens with me is I'm feeling very shut down lately and inadequate when he's correcting me.
No, he's getting you ready for the divorce.
Okay.
I want you to understand, I hear your disrespect. Have you read my last book? It's Man's World.
I downloaded it this week. I downloaded it this week.
And do you know that that book has division? One is for being an individual. One division is for being dating. And one is being a family. It's really, God did a good job.
Okay.
What you're saying
when you
to
say-
me...
Mm-hmm.
What you're looking for is you're looking for a woman with a man's body who respects you enough to let you run his life. And if he's a man, that isn't going to happen.
Right.
So is he 51% valuable
yes,
or
not? Yes, he is. Yes, he 51%. More than that.
Well, then, where is your mother a man in a woman's body?
I don't know about that.
Is she still with your dad?
No, they got divorced and he's not around anymore.
And who is she with now?
Well, her other husband passed away.
Okay, but
so she's by herself now.
Or a woman?
Sorry?
Was your stepdad a man in a woman's
body? Yeah, a man. More of a man, macho. Yeah, she was pretty passive and went along with what he wanted.
Okay. How long were they married?
About 30-something years.
I want you to understand, how long have you dated this other man, this man now?
3 months.
3 months? Those are the perfect months. You're just starting into the imperfect 3 months. That's 3 to 6. Then you get into negotiating the end of your relationship based on you're a man in a woman's body and he's lived a long time in his male body. And he's trying to mold you into, do you want to marry him?
Yes.
You better learn the meaning of the word acquiesce. Do you know the meaning of the word acquiesce?
No, I don't.
It's doing what you wouldn't do if you were single in order to keep the team going.
Okay, got it.
See,
got it.
Acquiesce is not popular today because women's lib has said, ladies, we're as good as men and we can compete with them. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I see what you mean.
So if you want to get married to a man that's lived on the planet long enough to get the message of molding you into a woman who is he himself is allowing himself to put up with this because he loves you. He knows you don't know you're doing the wrong things. And I'm telling you, you're doing the wrong things.
Okay.
So would you be so kind as to acquiesce this week unless you have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer?
Yes, Dr. Pat.
Okay.
Yes, you're on the money most of the time, yes.
No, I'm not on the money. I'm in a nonprofit organization. That's what I created it for. Nobody can buy my honesty.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Please, please get it.
I did download the book. I have the other book too that you mentioned.
Oh, the other book is I-ness, we-ness, us-ness. It's more educational, the tools and stuff. Getting to I do is an overview theoretical statement of my work. My doctoral work is androgynous semantic syntactical realignment. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. And that's when women become men and men become women. And then it totally bombs your destiny. And the biggest thing it does is kill you because your body can't handle the kind of stress of being a man in a woman's body or a woman in a man's body. And it kills you early. And the book on that that I really like is When the Body Says No by Gabor Mate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll take a look at that one too, Dr. Pat.
Well, it's the one that's saying what's going to happen when he dumps you.
Mm-hmm.
The word is
acquiesce.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
Hello.
And here we okay. I'm going to be getting a caller soon, I hope. Until then, I want to remind everybody you can find our things. Our
Hello.
Book. Hi, Dr. Pat. Our CDs and all the rest at oneistore.com. That's where you'll find all kinds of stuff. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
I have an opinion question about sort of a new relationship that I thought was going somewhere, and then the guy just sort of dropped off the face of the earth. We connected really, really well by text message, and he even said he thought he loved me before he'd even met me. And then when we met, everything seemed amazing, and it felt like we were soulmates and we were on the same page. And then
good.
And then I never really, I went home after our sort of second date, and he was going on a work leave or something about his work was, he was going to be taking a break from work. And I kind of fell into my masculine and was reaching out to him. Like I was so probably chasing more than I should have, not too much, but just a little bit. And he kind of just disappeared. And then I sent him just it'll be 8 weeks next Wednesday. I sent him a happy Thanksgiving, and he never responded at all. But other than that, like he kind of just said, like he had said goodnight to me, he said sweet dreams. And I said, like I like the message. And then he never said anything ever again.
I think you were dumped.
Yeah, I guess so. I wasn't sure if there's a high five or something?
Did you respect him?
I felt like I did, but I feel like I may have.
Did he ever complain to you?
No, we were, well, it was very, like, I'm talking about this like it was a big thing. It was really a very short, like, we weren't really officially dating or anything. It was just, like, we once we met, both said we thought we were each other's soulmate, and that we were so thankful we had met each other, and that, like, it felt, like, so right. And it just, like, he was the one who was saying, like, stay forever when I was at his house and stuff. So he was the one who was kind of saying he wanted it to be permanent, and then he just, nothing really happened. He just kind
of. Did you make love or did you have sex?
No, we were very affectionate. We definitely practiced, the clothes stayed on. So, and that's why I've listened to you long enough, and I've made that mistake often enough that looking back, like the only thing I can think, I sent him a couple of songs on two songs on Spotify that he had, but other, like there was, I wasn't, nothing really happened. I don't know if I should say like a where did you go, or if next week's the 8 weeks, if I should try a high vibe.
Did you share your feelings with him? Did you tell him?
He was going on he had told me that he was getting a medical leave from work for some reason. I think he had a toxic, anyway, something about his work was he was taking some time off, and he had mentioned he might take a trip or just hang out in the woods and chop wood because he's a farm boy. And so he kind of like, he was sort of hinting that he needed space. And so I didn't really pressure him too much because I figured he would have messaged me back, and then it was a weekend basically that we met and that we thought we were soulmates, and then he disappeared. So it was not, not a long
time. Are you saying that you dated him for a weekend?
Yes.
And did you give him intercourse that weekend?
No.
Okay. But you were soulmates, he said.
Yeah, we both felt that way. Like, even before meeting, we just connected. He just, like, just in a very,
how,
like,
when, yeah. How long had you dated him before he left?
Maybe 2 weeks in total.
Okay. Well, what he did was just gave you a nice story, picked your cherry, and left.
Yeah, I just feel like, it just seems very confusing. Like, I don't know if there's anything you can, like, do you have any recommendations or tools to, like, reach out and just
try to get anything now. Are your mom and dad still married?
Yeah, but their relationship is not anything I would want.
Who's the man in their relationship?
My dad's like a very controlling man, but now he's doing that whole turning to his feminine, like he's early 60s, so now he's telling my mom he doesn't want to make all the decisions anymore, and my mom's a very passive aggressive insecure woman who's just a doormat.
Would you be so kind as to not let a man put his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina without a ring on your finger?
And I didn't, though, Dr. Pat. I didn't do any of it. Like, I didn't. That's what I'm. I listen to you. I don't do that.
Wait a minute. So did you? So were you engaged to him?
No, we didn't. We didn't have sex, though. We didn't have intercourse. We didn't. We did not do that.
Okay. Ever?
No, never.
Okay. So you weren't an easy pick.
No, that's what I'm saying. I felt like I followed your tools, but exactly right.
Okay. No, I'm adding a tool for you because we're soulmates is not enough. I want you because your mom and dad did not demonstrate good marriage, right or not?
That's right.
Would you be so kind as to add a ring and be engaged to somebody before they can stick their penis in your body?
Absolutely. I just don't know if I should do a high buy or if I should ask for like or if I should say, where did you go, like 8 weeks later, or if I should just leave it alone and move on, or?
Well, you did tell him you needed monogamy, continuity, and you were aiming towards marriage, didn't you?
Well, we didn't really get that. We didn't really have a formal conversation about like anything. It was still very new, and he just sort of, yeah.
What I'm hearing is your mom and dad did not demonstrate action with feelings.
That's right.
So how about you can't buy a car without signing a contract. How about we add to your requirements that before you have intercourse with a man, you get a ring that says to people that you're monogamous, continuous, and engaged? Because I think somebody used you.
But if I didn't have intercourse with him,
no,
like I didn't
he used you. He used you as a date, but didn't continue to court you.
Yeah.
He ghosted you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm adding something. I'm telling you, because of what you were taught at home with your mom and dad, the script that they taught you was too generous. So would you get a ring? It can be called a promise ring, an engagement ring. It's not going to be a wedding ring.
Yeah.
But
can I reach back out to him, though, or? Like
what?
Can I reach out to him again or no? Like, is it just done?
Well, wait. How long has it been since he contacted you in any way?
7.5 weeks.
Well, he's not done with the 8 weeks. So
no, but it's close.
If he reaches back to you, would you please not be sexual with him without a ring on your finger?
Absolutely. No, I won't. I guess I'm just, now that it's getting close to the 8 weeks, I'm just scared he won't reach out. And then I'm wondering what I do next. I'm still dating other people.
He said, we're soulmates. I want you to get something that says it on your finger.
I just don't know if he's gonna. On Wednesday, I guess. Wednesday we'll find out, because that will be 8 weeks.
That's right. But I don't want you to call him, but I want you to answer anything he does, calls, texts. You see?
And if he doesn't, say he doesn't, and the 8 weeks passes,
if he doesn't,
then can I, or no?
You can send him a hi-bye letter.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Do you remember what a hi-bye letter looks like?
Yes, I've already got it written. I've got it written in my diary.
At that time, don't call him. Just, do you have his address?
Yeah.
Okay. And send it to him the day after the 8 weeks is done.
Yeah, I was debating if I mail it or if I text message, but I feel like it's too much to text message. It would be overwhelming to get like 3 or 4 or 5 text messages in a row. So
he gives it to you, or you give it to him?
If I sent him the hi bye, I debated if I mail a hi bye letter or if I text message it, but it's probably
you
better
do
to mail
what's
it,
right? Comfortable.
Okay. Yeah.
And what does it ultimately say?
What does the hi bye letter say?
Does it say where did you go?
Just how much I liked him and how much I...
What you did was over-generous.
Yeah. And
we're going to add something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good luck. Call back.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
Goodbye, thank you, caller. Bye bye. Alrighty. And we have another caller coming on here in just a second. I will remind you that the Womp Institute is a nonprofit for education corporation. And your donation is 100% tax deductible. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I have a gentleman that met me almost 1 month ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're in our perfect period.
Yeah, perfect period.
Exactly. It was our third date, though, that he literally sounded like you. He said, I want to take you off the market. I want
good.
An exclusive. Yes, he was so sweet about it. I want an exclusive, committed, monogamous relationship.
Yay.
And I want to be engaged. Yes.
So did you say yes?
I felt comfortable, even though it was so short. And I said yes.
Well, is you're going to wear a ring, be engaged in order to investigate an intimate relationship. Did you say no to him or yes to him?
I said yes, and he said he wants to be engaged by the end of the year.
That's 2 months from now.
Yes, correct.
Nothing wrong with that. Are you dating him now?
Yes, we're together now in our committed, exclusive relationship.
Good.
And the reason why I'm calling is...
What is it?
As soon as I said yes to him, my body completely freaked out. My immune system shut down. I feel like the last month I've been just completely out of sorts. Like I've been stuck in my head with noise.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Under the age of 10, did any human being touch you sexually without your permission?
Yes.
Who was it? Don't give a name.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it was a grandfather. And it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't bad, but it was still a something that, you know, no.
Wait a minute. What I'm, did you happen to notice the questions I asked you? Because you exhibited the symptoms. Have you done therapy on your molestation?
Yes, but this hasn't happened with anybody else, and I've been in other relationships.
Yes, but nobody's proposed to you on the first. This guy proposed to you.
Oh, I even asked him, why so soon? How do you know? And he said, I never thought a woman like you actually existed.
Honey, what you did was you said, I want to be in control of this. So you are too early.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Are you dating him now?
Yes. Yes. He's so nice.
Okay. Are you wanting to get your ring and begin your relationship sexually?
Yes.
Or do you want me, what city are you in?
I'm in California.
Okay. Or do you want to go to EMDR for trauma?
I've been through that and TMS. So
are you willing, you've got a proposal from a man, are you willing to get a promise ring and have a relationship to desensitize? You've been molested, girl.
Yeah, but I'm still confused as to the past relationships I've had in the past. Those, I hadn't even been through treatment yet and did not have any issues. And this post-treatment.
Wait a minute.
And the health.
Wait a minute. Have you ever been in love like this?
No, I'm taking time to warm up to this person.
But you're freezing him down.
Well, there is an issue with his physical health that I'm extremely concerned about.
Okay. Tell me what it is and maybe it'll convince me why you're rejecting him.
Okay.
I'm just asking questions.
No, you're doing great. I'm so happy about the way this call is going. So I've literally been sick for 3 weeks. So I need your help.
Okay. Do you understand that you're blocking his proposal, and what is the illness he has?
So there's three. The first thing I caught was excessive drinking. I told him I was uncomfortable with the amount.
Good. You told him. And yeah, did he stop drinking?
He stopped immediately. So he's incredibly teachable. So that's beautiful.
Wonderful.
That's a good thing.
What else?
But I'm curious if the drinking is stemming from a PTSD issue. Exactly around a year ago, he was in a car accident. He was actually pronounced dead. The trauma team brought him back to life. He was in a coma for 3 weeks.
What's that got to do with getting engaged, which is not marriage?
Well, I don't want to be a caretaker. I don't want to be a nurse, and I don't want to bury anybody.
Okay, so why are you dating him?
Well, I didn't know until recently, post-accident, there could be a problem. So a week ago, he says, I have a little bit of a, my back is a little bit sore. I might have to go to my neurosurgeon to see if this is just.
Do you understand he's telling you the truth about his body?
Oh, he is the most honest person I've ever met in my life. I'm
then
so grateful
why
for
can't
his integrity.
Why can you not have him as a fiancé with a ring on your finger?
I'm worried that we get married and let's say something happens.
No. I said, what's wrong with getting a ring on your finger and dating him under the aegis of being engaged?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. He just wants to move really fast. Like, he wants to get engaged. He wants to get married. He wants me to move in.
Wait. I said a ring. Tell your mom you're engaged. Don't get married. What I'm asking you to consider is, this man sounds like a good human being that wants to explore the possibility of dating a woman he didn't think existed because he wants to live.
Yeah. He's really great. He's really nice.
Okay. Are you willing to terminate the relationship before he gets too much more rejection?
No, we had a discussion and I used one of your old tools, which is like, he had said, hey, if you want to leave for any reason, just give me like 24 hours notice to process everything. And we were negotiating. Yeah, we were having a beautiful conversation. And I said, no, I'm actually, if this is okay with you, I said, what do you think about us going month to month to give us all some more time? And he said,
honey,
you love that idea.
But are you willing to put a ring on your finger, introduce him as your fiance, and do it month to month until you decide what else to do?
Yeah, that's basically what we're doing now. But I can't, like, I've not been able to stay present. I'm going back and forth with like, oh, did I make the wrong decision?
Darling, then do him a favor and say goodbye. You are not recovered from your molestation enough to be engaged. What I've given you is a test experience based on love that will either break you of your trauma or break up the relationship to make you free to be with the man you're not in love with and therefore you're not afraid of, like a grandpa molesting you.
Yeah, I'm just picking up on some unprocessed wounds of himself that he's had.
What?
There's just other things that I'm picking up in his wounding.
Dear, everybody's going to die. Do you want to explore this relationship or not?
Yes, I've already committed to a full month of October, and then we're going to reevaluate. I just thought that...
Then why are we talking about something you've decided?
Because I'm curious about, when building a healthy relationship with a partner, I'm healthy physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. So I come to the table with these...
You have said a committed relationship, and it's not... You are not committed. You're using him to demonstrate that it's possible for you to fall in love and get married. But it is not possible that you fall in love until you're in love with yourself.
Okay.
You are using him as an example of somebody you might consider if he was well.
Okay, that I understood.
Okay, so he's not well. So do him a favor and tell him, I'm not going to get engaged to you until you have a doctor say you're well. Or you say, I would love to share your life with you until either you die or you're well. You're using him. That's not fair.
Yeah, I don't, that I don't understand. How am I using him?
Because you're not in love with him and you're not committed and you're using him as a fiance.
Well, I just met him 3 weeks ago, so I don't think I could fall in love
Darling,
in 3 weeks.
Wait a minute. You already agreed to being his girlfriend, right?
Correct. Exactly. Yes.
Did you agree to be his fiance?
Not yet. That's coming.
Okay. Then say, I'm not going to commit to you. I'm going to continue dating other men until you either get well or die, one or the other. You're living a double life.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why this isn't landing. I don't know why this isn't landing. I mean, I know.
Honey, you've agreed to a monogamous relationship leading to marriage. Is that true?
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay. And you've agreed to monogamy, continuity.
Yep, exclusivity, all of the goods. You got it.
Okay. And what is going to get you farther?
Oh, that's the great question. Okay, now I think I'm in sync with you. Is probably knowing, and maybe it has to be from his neurosurgeon, that, you know, what are the possibilities down the road? It could be nothing, that he lives a perfect life and no neck issues happen or back issues or, you know, one of the plates don't, you know, doesn't hurt him. Or it could be, hey, here's a series of potentials. And then at least I can look at that. And
Are you willing to be his committed girlfriend 1 month at a time? Not date anybody else and explore this relationship.
Yes, that feels comfortable. Clean and simple like that feels comfortable.
Okay. But I don't want you to talk about the future until there is a future.
Okay, so just month to month with him, and then as he presents each month, you know, how are we doing? What are we doing this month?
That's right.
Then ask him, and then as the engagement comes up at the end of the year, maybe that's
no,
when I
you
ask
won't.
About the doctor.
You'll go to the doctor, and because you're on the way to getting engaged when you're comfortable.
Yeah, I just want to know what I'm getting myself into. I'm too young to be a nurse. You know, he's actually very young himself. He's younger than me. But the
I understand that.
Body.
But you've told me things about him that cause you to call me and talk about him as a possible candidate for marriage, except that he may die.
Exactly. Or it could be you end up in a wheelchair or could have a surgery and then be paralyzed.
I got it. You heard on the radio when I said, take it month to month, didn't you?
Yes, I love that idea. It's so great.
I know that, dear. That's why I'm giving it back to you, because it's the same idea. The only
exactly.
thing I want you to stop talking is his death.
Okay.
In other words, yes. You are going to work with him and his doctor to help him enjoy life, not get ready to die.
No, I'm just coming to really care about him. He's so great that I would be devastated if something happened to him. You know, like I fall in love with him and then something happens.
No, honey. You can't protect yourself from somebody dying. They die anyway. Yes, you do. Yeah. What you're doing is you're building walls instead of bridges.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Okay, so would you be so kind as to give him a life pass? Like, I hope you make it this month.
Yes, he's such a great man. He's a really, really great man.
I understand, and he's your spiritual test.
Yeah, and it's freaking me out.
But I want a Go Steady ring on your finger.
Done. Okay.
You know why? Other men coming after you.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's definitely not fond of me being out in public. And he said, as
would
easy as I
can
ask you up,
get a birthstone. What's your month? What's your birthstone?
December. It's a ruby, I think.
Okay, well, it doesn't have to be expensive. Are you willing to put a ring on that finger on your left hand as a Go Steady?
Absolutely. He would grab it today with zero questions.
Okay. And month to month, and you're pulling for him to live, not getting ready for him to die.
Exactly. I really love for him to be healthy and have a fruitful, fun, you know, full life.
Okay. So have we made a deal?
Yes, I love the deal. Thank you so much for all your insight. I really appreciate your help.
Good. We created something. Good luck.
We sure
did.
Call back. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. Let's see. I believe we've got more calls in our queue, and we're going to take one. Don't forget to go to www.drpatallen.com to sign up for the newsletter so you can find out about everything that's happening, classes and scripts and all of that kind of stuff. And to find our products, you're going to go to www.wantistore.com.
Hi, you reached Amber. Please leave a message.
Oh, voicemail. We don't want to talk to your voicemail. We want to talk to you. So, let's see if Sam can get us another one. Okay. So, www.wantistore.com is where you will find Dr. Allen's latest book. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And dating over 50 DVD set and conversational rape and all kinds of other amazing stuff on the web, on our store. You're going to love it. So get over there and check out
your
the
call
merch.
Has been forwarded to an automated.
Oh, no. That's two. Well, we'll see if three is a charm. Yeah, yes, indeed. Okay. 323. 203-0815 is the number to call to get into the hot seat. Hello,
hello.
Caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat Allen.
Hi. What could I do for you?
Yeah. I'm married, and right now my husband is, he's in Florida, and I'm in California. He's there for work.
For work.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
Yeah. So he's been talking about how when he comes back, you know, he wants to be intimate with me. However, while he's been away, his communication with me has been inconsistent. Meaning that.
How long have you known him?
We've been married for 8 years.
8 years. And what is it you don't know about him?
what's going on is that right now he's in a work trip, and he's talking about how he wants to be intimate when he comes back home. However, while he's been away, his communication has been inconsistent with me. Like, he'll go 2 days at a time without calling me. And I've already communicated with him my desire of him being consistent with his communication, calling me every day. That's like what I, yes. That's my standard, and that's what I need to feel desired. So, but it's still not registering in his brain. And
are you willing to, do you know what a high buy letter is?
Yes.
Would you be willing to write a high buy letter quickly?
Yeah, so he hasn't called me in 2 days, but I'm sure he'll call me tomorrow. Do you think I should still write the high buy letter?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
But what you can do, you can call Sue and hire me for 15 minutes to read the high buy letter before you send it to him.
Okay, so then what do I do when he calls me again? Do I give him the high buy letter, or do I answer, like, because what I've been doing is I've been
I'm going to go over the high buy letter. First sentence, I'm writing this to share my thoughts and feelings about our deteriorating marriage. Got that?
Okay.
First paragraph. Yes. I'm with you because of this, and then list all the things you like about him.
Mm-hmm.
Then I want you to write all the pain you're having with his mm-hmm. neglect.
Yeah.
Then you're going to say, I don't want this kind of marriage.
Yeah.
I want a marriage in which you call me every day. You do this, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you cannot give it to me, I want mm-hmm. to leave you. Do you have any kids?
No.
Okay. So what you're warning him is his treatment is going to get him a divorce.
Yeah. I have a quick question. I was
what?
Planning on suggesting marriage counseling when he returns.
Honey, you're talking to me. I'm telling you what I want you to do.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I want you to write it as soon as you can.
Okay.
When is he coming home?
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. I want him to have it as soon as I approve of it.
Okay.
And the last paragraph is, thank you for reading this. Thank you for listening. If you read it to him, are you going to read it to him or give it to him?
I think, like, I'll send it to him in an email.
Okay. So thank you for reading your letter. I hope you decide to stay married to me, but you're free to leave if you want.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to do that?
Yeah.
It's a warning.
Mm-hmm.
He's living a double life.
Yeah, I feel like he just wants independence. That's what he's telling me with not calling me.
I want you to hear what I said. He's living a double life. He's single and he's married.
Yeah.
You want
to
be married?
It's not a reason. Yeah. I have a question. Like, it's not unreasonable for me to be upset, correct? Like, if he's not calling me for 2 days.
Dear, whatever is uncomfortable for you is appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're warning him that a divorce is coming if he doesn't clean up his act.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Pat Allen.
Okay, now, did you hear me when I said make an appointment for 15 minutes with me on the phone to read a hi-bye letter? Sue knows what that is.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
And write it up as good. What?
I said it sounds good.
Yeah, it is good. It's a warning. I want to help you stay together.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
All righty. 323-203-0815. And answer your phone. We don't want your voicemail. Don't forget to take a peek at www.oneistore.com.
Hola.
Hi.
Hello.
You're live on the other side of Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, please help me. Okay. Dr. Pat. Good evening.
Yes. Good evening.
Yes. Okay. A man was dating me and we got in a committed relationship, but I realized I made the mistake of the long term was not like settled. So after a year, I told him I was ready to get engaged, and he said, that wasn't like he needed more time. Our timeline wasn't just yet. So I told him I cannot do this anymore, and I went bye-bye.
So what you were doing? Were you living with him?
No, he was dating me. Like we were in a relationship.
Were you committed? Were you monogamous, continuous?
Yes.
And aiming towards marriage?
When he said yes, but then he said, let's see what happens. Let's grow this organically.
So what you're saying is he used you sexually?
I'm afraid, yes. I allow that to happen.
All right. I understand that, dear. So have you stopped it?
Yes. And he went for 9 weeks, and I gave him my hi-bye letter. And he responded 2 days later. Thank you for the letter. It's very beautiful. He didn't address anything, but he said he was sick. And he was up.
So did he join you again?
No. Yesterday.
Did he leave you? Are you together or not?
No. The last thing it happened, he responded to my hi-bye letter, and then he sent me a few texts about how he's doing. He's getting better. He came to Manhattan again, and I did. I got the masculine thing got over me, and I did call him. And anyway, at the end he said when he get better he will call me back and we will see each other.
So you've stopped having sex with him.
Yes.
Told him to date you. Did he do that?
What he said is, I will call you when I'm ready to see you.
That's fine. So kindly date other people.
Yes. Now, I'm afraid to
entertain
yourself.
See him.
Say that again.
To entertain yourself. Tell him, okay, we are single, we're separated. When you decide to get engaged, you'll let me know.
Okay, so you're telling me not to go see him if he asks to see him?
No, you don't continue the dating unless it's he's dating to get committed to you.
Right. Okay, so to be clear, because I'm very confused, I'm full of feelings that overwhelm me. If he calls me or texts me,
okay,
to
and
see me,
what?
Come to the city. I'm ready to see you. Do I not go? And I say, only I'm willing to see you only if you want to get engaged. That's it.
Right.
Not
that's it.
Him.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Seeing him
you
will be a bad idea.
What?
Seeing him will be a bad idea.
Seeing him would be a service to his penis.
Okay.
We're looking more for his heart.
There you go.
So
why I'm like acting crazy and feeling all over the place?
I'll tell you why, because you're bonded to him on an animal level. When women are with men sexually, they bond. And once you bond, it can take up to 2 years to get over them.
Yes.
So what I'm doing here is I'm being a spiritual director to assist you in drawing a line. How long have you dated him?
A year.
So it's long enough now to get engaged. So then you will not drive, walk, or go near him. He's got to do the claiming. And the claiming is for him to come. Do you live near each other?
No, I live in another. No, it's 1 hour or 2 hours away.
Well, I mean, it's 2 hours.
Right.
But he has to come to you and give you your ring before you're committed.
Okay. How do I say this?
What?
How do I speak this with words
what
that
make sense? What you say to him, I want to be engaged when I see you. So if you want to come down and give me my ring, I will consider being your woman.
Okay.
If you don't want to go into engagement, are you wanting to marry him?
I want to marry someone, yes.
Oh, but him. Do you like him enough?
I like him a lot, yes.
Okay, well, and we're only talking about engagement. We're not talking about getting married.
Okay, I'm happy with engagement only.
That's what you're doing. But you do not drive to see him.
Okay.
Have you got your plans?
Yes.
Are you comfortable with it?
I feel comfortable with it.
With this contract?
Yes, better than my idea of going and say no.
No, no, you don't go down there and no, no, no. No.
Well, I know it's. Yes.
You're his female wife physically, but he's not in love with you. He's in lust with you.
Right. How after a year that can happen? Like in
what?
How in a year that can happen? Like,
those that happens don't... when they talk you into giving them free sex. Women don't realize how bonding it is. He's young. How old is he?
No, he's 58.
Oh, he's 58.
I'm 50.
Well, then he may be bonded to you. He may be a woman now.
He told me when I called him yesterday that it hurts talking to me.
That's him being feeling centered.
So he's very feeling centered.
Then I want you to get engaged for both of your sakes.
So it's the same plan. I'm not going anywhere unless I get my engagement ring. Feminine or not feminine?
What?
Same thing. Even if he's very feminine, I'm not going anywhere unless I get my engagement ring.
That's you can't buy a car unless you sign the paper.
Yes.
You're making a commitment that's better than just saying, yes, I'll be your girlfriend.
Right.
The ring says you're taken.
Right. He gave me a promise ring. It means
promise
nothing?
Ring. Same thing. A promise ring.
No, he already gave me one.
What?
He already gave me a promise ring, but when I asked him, when I told him I was ready to get engaged, scared him off.
That's because when a man agrees to get engaged, he's taking responsibility for your comfort.
Right.
Well, that's what we're doing. He doesn't have to. If he doesn't want to, he can go away.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Who do you love the most?
Thank you, caller.
Me.
Good.
Today.
Show it.
Today. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. Let us know what happens. All righty. Well, I have a very special guest that's going to come on with us. You all know her, and she has been with Dr. Pat Allen forever. We are going to contact Patricia Elkins right now.
Oh,
and
good.
There she is. Welcome, Patricia. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight.
Hello,
Patricia Elkins.
Very good. I'm glad to be here. Great show as ever. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello,
Dr. Pat?
Can you hear me?
I'm here too.
Very good.
Patricia, what do you want to teach tonight?
Well, I'm here for those who are interested in what's going on in their own subconscious mind, which comes through our dreams and our dream life. And that's what I teach. And how we connect our dream life with our waking world. And
you wrote a book about it, right?
That's right. And it's called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, by me, Patricia Elkins. And with the wonderful mentoring from you, Pat, that it took a long time for us to compile this type of dream interpretation and dream analysis of connecting the dots from our subconscious mind to our waking world. And that's what we do. And anyone who wants to know how to do.
Have you got a dream to analyze?
Kelly, do you have someone with a dream?
Yeah.
Did Kelly bring a dream forth tonight?
Yes, I have a dream for you. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. A young woman is getting dressed to go out. And she's digging in her closet, digging and digging. And all she can find are two different high heels. One is red and one is black. And as she's trying to put them on, she realizes they're both left shoes. But she's dug everything out of her closet and she can't find the right shoe to either the red pair or the black pair. So she sits down in the floor and begins to cry. And then she wakes up.
Okay. Well, when we're talking about...
Is that the dream?
I got it. So as we're talking about clothing in dreams, we're talking about persona. So the person is frantically trying to figure out their persona. They don't know who they are yet. And how do we know how old this dreamer is by chance? And it's a female, I imagine.
32-year-old. Okay. 32-year-old single female.
Okay. She is really, right now, she's confused with her persona. And she is also confused between her masculine and feminine and when to be in one and when to be in the other. So when we're talking about clothing again in dreams, that's our persona. That's our outward, the way we outwardly present ourselves to the world. And that is the exterior, not our interior self. And shoes is how we're connected to the earth. That's how we're grounded. We're not grounded in the masculine or the feminine in this. And that there are only two left shoes. And this is, that's the feminine side. The left is the receptive side. And we're not grounded in the feminine because there's two left shoes. So we're not grounded in balance. There's no balance here between the masculine and the feminine. And then we have red and we have black. Now, black is the feminine, the color of the feminine, the yin. And the red is passion. So I would ask this person, where are you confused about your outward persona to the world, and why do you not feel grounded and balanced between your masculine and your feminine? So this is why dreams are interactive.
Right.
Red is questions. The last...
The low chakra. This is the root chakra.
That's right. It's sexual.
It's our survival. Also, it is the survival chakra of your survival mechanism. So that's one, and that's the feminine is the black. So we are confused. The person is confused and ends up crying because they don't know who they are. They don't know if they're in their masculine, in their feminine. They are not grounded. You can't even find shoes to fit your feet to know how you're connected to the earth. So we need to work, I would say, we need to work on grounding this person, needs to work on things that will ground you in your feminine,
she's trying,
balanced with your masculine.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to ground by sitting on the floor. But sitting on the floor is not creating.
That's not resolving the issue of the lack of balance in the masculine and the feminine.
Right.
So we sit on the floor and cry, but we need the way out of a negative feeling, whereas this person is in a negative space right now of confusion. The way out of a negative feeling is a positive thought followed by action as soon as possible. So what can we do? What can we be doing or not doing to balance our lives?
Well, I love your input. Would you like to hear more about the dreamer?
Sure.
The dreamer is a 32-year-old recently single female. She was engaged with a wedding date set when he decided he no longer wanted to be married. 2 days later, she lost her job in human services. Wow. And she was unable to replace her car. She's in quite a difficult situation, and she's had this dream 4 times.
When we have dreams multiple times, repetitive dreams are trying to knock us over the head with the message that is desperately trying to come through to us. And that's what repetitive dreams are doing. They're not only just knocking on the door, they're finally going to beat you over the head with it until you get the message and take some action and do something to right yourself. So in the meantime, with the red shoe, these are also high heels we're talking about. So those are feminine. That's a feminine way of expressing ourselves and our persona. But right now she's collapsed on the floor in the dream, and forget the feminine, forget the masculine. She's in a not a good space. So what we do is, Pat, what do we do? A positive thought by followed by action as soon as possible to get ourselves out of a bad place.
So how 100%.
They can get a hold of me. Yes.
Yeah.
My office number is 310-528-0515. My website is thedreamclass.com. And I deal with people from all over the world. And Pat and I have known each other for close to 30 years now and working closely all that time. So I do this work. I help people in the same fashion Pat does. We, the tools, follow suit in our dream life, and our masculine and feminine energies, the yin and the yang, comes through our dream life, which is really, really the conduit of our subconscious, which is how we are really perceiving the world and our life around us, and trying to bubble up through to our conscious mind and bring us messages for our personal growth and transformation.
That's great.
So
that's fantastic. Also, Patricia has a beautiful book. Patricia, tell us about your book.
Thank you. I wish I could show you the cover, but we're on the radio.
Close to a coffee table book.
Yes, besides the information in it that is beyond true and deep. There are 22 of my dream-like photographic images that is also my photography as I see the world. And it does make a beautiful coffee table book besides the valuable information in the pages. And I thank Veronica Lane Books, my publishers, for that, making it a beautiful book.
I want you to bring out what the meaning of dreaming of a man and a woman indicates.
When we are dreaming of a male figure in our dreams, we are dreaming of our feeling centeredness. That's our yin energy. And when we are dreaming of a female figure in a dream, both either whether they're old or young. We are dreaming of our masculine side of ourself, which is the yang energy, but our productivity, our work life, our business affairs.
Now, where does that symbol come from?
Oh, that comes from, it's the Jungian paradox. That's a paradox that Carl Jung developed or really understood, that he extracted it from Eastern philosophies of the yin and yang. But how it's the this interesting paradox of how male figures are represent our feminine side, and the female figures represent our masculine side.
The soul of a man is feminine anima. The soul of a woman is masculine animus. And that's how she can read, whether it's something to do with intellectual or something to do with sensuous and feeling centered. So
right. So that's how we get to our true feelings and thoughts through our dream world. And it is so impactful when you start to understand the messages that are really trying to come through to us. And they seem dreams can seem quirky and just random craziness. But when you start, when I help people start to learn to dissect it and understand these subtle meanings, all of a sudden there are these ahas, and we can make some really interesting choices in life for our own personal growth.
Why are dreams scary sometimes?
Oh, well, people refer to them as nightmares, but we don't use that term anymore, because all dreams wish us well, meaning the messages are there to help us, even if the images in the dreams sometimes are scary. When they're scary images, that just means it's hitting you over the head to pay attention to it. And I also deal with a lot of people who have PTSD, as I myself had PTSD, and that's how I got interested in and got interested in this work in the first place, was how the dream work helped me. And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful tool for trauma and understanding the scary stuff that we still harbor in the back of our minds.
Fantastic, ladies. We're out of time. Dr. Pat, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is your willingness to make and keep agreements. I am a transactional analyst. Okay?
Okay. Hey, everybody. We'll be back with you next week. Until then, we bid you peace and joy. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.